This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Next week, the University of Louisiana at Monroe will host the University of Louisiana System Academic Summit. Faculty, students, and staff of all nine UL System institutions will be on the ULM campus to talk about service learning and undergraduate research. Director of Communications for the University of Louisiana System, Jackie Tisdell, joins me by phone to talk about the event on Friday and Saturday. Jackie, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you, Jay. Glad to be here.
First of all, talk a little bit about why it's important for the nine universities of the University of Louisiana system to be able to get together and have this kind of dialogue.
Well, this is really the capstone piece of the University of Louisiana system. It's the only time we bring faculty, staff, and students from all nine universities together to really celebrate academic excellence and how our teachers and our students and our staff are taking learning from the classroom and bringing it outside to the community and applying it in research. And it's really a celebration of all the work that they have done over the year. So we're very excited to come to ULM next week and share all of these stories.
What sort of things would you say that the universities and the faculty and students from each university can learn from each other at an event like this?
Well, it's a wonderful networking opportunity. They learn best practices, and they also get to meet other faculty that have similar interests. And we have seen in the past with doing this with service learning for several years that it actually can foster some collaborative projects in the future. And we're hoping to do that again with service learning, but also with undergraduate research. I think that we will see some students and some faculty members that that share some research interests, and perhaps we can have some cross-pollination that can yield some future projects.
Before we walk through the schedule, this is open to the public, but there is a registration.
Yes, it is a conference, and so there are some costs that the host institution, which is ULM, does incur for putting this on. So there is a registration and a registration fee, but members of public can attend. They just need to go to ulm.edu/summit, and they can get information about the two-day conference. They can register online, and they can pay the registration fee, which is $60 and $30 for students. And that covers both days.
Okay, so let's walk through some of the schedule. You've got some really terrific keynotes, but those are sprinkled in between some very powerful group sessions, too.
Absolutely. Well, we're starting on Friday, April 12th at 10 a.m. is when we officially kick off, and we'll go right into some breakout sessions. And this is the first day on Friday is focused on service learning. So we'll have presentations from faculty and staff and some students about their service learning projects. We'll come back together for lunch, and we have a keynote speaker, Dr. Laura Lee Sandman from the University of Georgia, and she has led a national research team on the Carnegie Foundation's Engaged Campus designation, the pinnacle of institutions that have achieved really dynamic service and community outreach programs that are systemic throughout their university. And what we're hoping to learn from her research is what are those characteristics of those institutions across the country that have reached that national designation and see if some of our universities may be well on their way to also achieving that if they choose to go after that alternate designation. And I think we'll be surprised that several of our universities are almost to that point. So that's going to be a very interesting luncheon keynote. And then we'll go back to some breakout presentations in the afternoon. We'll have two panel discussions from service learning members talking about what service learning is and some advanced issues in service learning, how that can fuel some economic impact in the areas and the communities that we serve. At the end of the day, we have something new this year, and that is a performance art showcase, which I think is going to be very exciting. We're going to have 1 hour starting at 4 o'clock where each university has selected one undergraduate student performance. And they will run back-to-back, and so that can be vocalists, that can be thespians, any type of performance art. And so we'll really get a really good feel of the different talents on our universities. And then following that, we will have a reception and an art exhibition at Bry Hall. Every university has selected 5 art pieces to be in this show. It'll really be a good celebration of art.
Okay, and then on Saturday, more group sessions, and then looking at undergraduate research from a ULM faculty member.
Saturday is focused on undergraduate research, and so we will have a series of student presentations, both oral presentations and some poster presentations from all kinds of disciplines. We actually have over 100 students that are going to be presenting their undergraduate research on Saturday. At lunch, we are going to have a keynote speaker is ULM faculty member Dr. Ann Finley. She's a professor of biology, and she's going to talk about how she weaves undergraduate research in her classes. Following our lunch and keynote will be more breakout sessions, but a special faculty workshop given by Dr. Ian Crawford, who is an associate professor of English at the University of Delaware, but he's also a leader in the National Council of Undergraduate Research on how to expand undergraduate research in the arts and humanities. As you can imagine, undergraduate research typically falls in the sciences. It's kind of, when you think of research, that's what you normally think of, and we see a lot of student presentations in the sciences. But it also, art, English, history, there's a lot of undergraduate research that are going on in those disciplines, and Dr. Crawford's going to talk about how we can expand undergraduate research in those disciplines as well. And that faculty workshop is open to any faculty member. They don't have to register or pay the registration fee to attend that session. So we're hoping to have a lot of ULM and surrounding area faculty members come in for that.
So we've got just a moment left, but looking at a summit like this, the University of Louisiana System Summit, really is something that's going to make each of the universities stronger, but ultimately each of the university's communities stronger too.
Absolutely. We just welcomed UNO into our system last year, and this was last year was our very first time to have the academic summit. It was at McNeese's campus. This year it's at ULM, and what we've really gotten to see is forging these partnerships amongst the nine institutions. It makes us all stronger. It makes us all very proud of the work that our students are doing on our campuses. And it really brings those connections to the community, both from undergraduate research and applied research, and to the service learning projects that really link our universities and our communities together. And when you bring all nine universities, all 92,000 students together, you really see a tremendous impact in the state.
The summit is next Friday and Saturday. You can find out more at ulm.edu/summit. Jackie Tisdale is the Director of Communications for the University of Louisiana System. Jackie, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Jay. Glad to be here.